Hello, this is the 6th episode of Deep Matter Radio. It's the 22nd of May, 2010, and we're back after a huge hiatus.
Are we going to check these levels?
What the fuck levels?
To play it back, to make sure it's playing fine.
I already played it for like 10 hours.
But then I thought you changed the microphone source.
No, I didn't change shit.
No, you changed everything. I saw you change it. I watched you do it.
What are you talking about? No, I didn't change anything. I just checked it or...
No, you clicked on like a different setting or whatever.
No, it's exactly the same as it used to.
Well, should we restart this anyway?
No, because I think that the listeners should hear the way that you treat me.
You mean the dismissiveness with your treatment, like factual statements?
Factual statements from the planet idiocy?
Anyway. Moving on.
Moving on from my genius.
So we're not even there yet. We'll never be. It's like a mythical land.
Yeah, I guess it is above you. Can't deny it. So, my colleague and I, I'm Alexander, and my friend here is, what's your name?
It is Christopher Hubbard. And, why did you stop there? You're supposed to continue on.
I let you pick it up.
Well, I don't like it.
You like that one?
So, I arrived in Toronto.
Toronto?
In Toronto tonight. And, we went for a walk just after I arrived. And I stipulated that it should be a relatively short walk, because... I wanted to work. We're working on some other deep matter related things right now.
We're working on anthologies. We're constructing some anthologies.
The second batch of anthologies.
Like, putting the thread through, making the holes for the thread, that kind of stuff. So that's what the paper shifting sounds that you're hearing are. Stuff like that.
Anyway, I stipulated that it should be a relatively short walk. So. We started out, and where did we walk to?
We walked to the, we walked basically east of, from the annex, my apartment in the annex, to Yonge Street, and, to the LCBO, like, North Toronto Rail.
Your favorite
station.
Your old stomping ground?
Yep. Give or take. And we encountered a few interesting things on the way back.
To say the least. So, the first one was this, I'd crossed the street to head back. We were starting back home.
We're crossing Yonge. So it's like a really wide street with like a lot of crazy cars flying by and stuff. So it's like a big thing to cross. So Christopher runs across the street. And while I'm deliberating, like on the other side, I'm not as brave as he. I see him like on the other side, like this guy is talking to him. So I'm like worried for him, like what's going on over there. And so what was he doing?
So it started off as your normal encounter. The guy asked if I had any change. And I said, no, sorry, I don't have anything on me. Which was actually true. I didn't bring my wallet with me. I didn't bring anything with me other than, like, a debit card, basically. And then, I don't know, he kind of didn't take that for an answer. And then I'm like, no, I don't even have my wallet on me. And then, I don't know, around this time is kind of when Alexander finally came over. And then he was saying, like, oh, you should always have change on you and stuff. And then he was like, here, let me give you... And then he pulled out, like, some money from his pocket. He had, like, a $10 bill and some change in there. He's like, I'm not homeless. I have a job, blah, blah, blah. He's like, God, you should always have change. Like, I go for bills or something. Here, like, have some change or whatever. So then I'm like, no, it's okay or whatever. Like, I don't need any change. He's like, no, like, I want you to have this. So he gave me a dime. And then it started a very long conversation that never wanted to end.
Did you describe him? He was this,
No, I didn't.
Weird, like, bald, or, yeah, was he bald?
Yeah, he was bald. Or a shaved head? Well, I think it was both, like a combination of both.
Yeah, and, almost like a Fred Durst-looking character.
But, like, older, like, or at least more, like, weathered or something.
And, he looked a little bit homeless, like, half homeless, maybe? But not quite, I don't know. And yeah, and he was obviously of the drunken.
Yeah, he was certainly under the influence of something. Yeah. Keep us that, Neil.
Yeah.
And so, actually, I don't need this yet. So, yeah, he just started talking to us about, like.
Like everything under the sun.
Yeah, about. First, about, like, kind of how he. Collects change or whatever, how he, or money from people, how he, like, he's straight up, which was his word that he used all the time. Like, I just tell him straight up that, like, I want bills or whatever, and, like, people love that or something, and he wants it, like, so he can buy, like, alcohol and drugs and stuff, and, like, how he has a job, but he spends all his money on, like, alcohol and drugs and whatnot.
Yeah, and he kept bringing up all these, like, crazy drugs, like, heroin.
Yeah. And he kept on talking about, like, these, like, crazy things he would do to, like, scam people, kind of, like, to, like, I didn't really understand it. Did you get, like, his, like,
no, I didn't know if he was talking
mechanisms
about
of it all?
Himself or his employers?
No, like, I think he was talking about him, both, I think. It was really weird. He would, like, speak in, like, weird, like, he would talk about, like, himself and then, like, talk about these kind of, like, shady work things. Like, it seemed like he would, like, hire people, or he learned, like, I think his employer did it at first,
yeah.
And then he learned it and, like, did it himself or something. Like, yeah. You would, like, hire people and say you're going to pay them so much money, and then you, like, you would, what, supply them with, like, drugs or, like, prostitutes or something?
Yeah, I didn't understand. I couldn't hear enough because I was too thinking about other stuff while he was talking.
So I think the thing was, like, you hire people for a decent wage, for, like, $20-something an hour. He threw around a lot of hourly wage figures. And so you hire them and for, like, say, $20-something an hour, which is less than they might get otherwise. But then you and this is for, like, manual labor, like contract work or something, like, was it roofing or carpentry or things like that. And then, yes, I don't exactly get it, but you would you basically supply them with, like, hookers and all these things. And then and you get them, like, hooked on, like, drugs so that they become, like, dependent on you, and then you
is
can
the person,
like,
you're hiring
or you've hired or something, I don't know. And then, like, there's something about get them to sign, like, a whole bunch of checks for you.
Well, yeah, what was that, all that whores talk
about? Oh, that was, like, every sentence. And and then, like, you could, like, I don't know, pin things on them later or something, like, that whole, like, paper trail comes back to them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think the whole point was to, I don't know, either way, but as he was, like, telling the story, like, at first it was kind of, like, celebrating it, but then, I don't know, maybe he saw our, like, our faces, like, we didn't, like, really approve or disapprove, we're kind of just listening, because we don't really know how to react in these situations. And then he'd be like, but, you know, that sickens me, like, I would never do something like that. But then, like, 2 seconds later, he, like, talks about it, that exact same thing again, and he uses, like, the first person, like, and then I do this or whatever, and then, like, but I would never do that or something. It was really, it was, like, all over the map.
Meanwhile, people would be walking by. Just, like, passers-by. And, I don't know, it became, like a nerve-wracking, like, situation. Because, like, every time someone would pass, like, he would...
Every time.
Assail,
like,
them somehow.
Yeah.
Like, call their attention and, like, make some kind of comment or, like, ask them for money or,
and then, sorry, he started including, like, us in it, like, when people would walk by.
Yeah.
So, like, there was one guy who, like, got some change from, and then he's like, do you have any cigarettes? And the guy's like, no, it's not. He's like, these two here want, like, cigarettes. And we're like, oh, no, it's okay, like, we don't smoke. He's like, no, they're lying, like, they want cigarettes. And then the guy was like, it looked like he was going to give us some, but we're like, no, it's okay or something. And, yeah, it was really weird. So, yeah, it was really nerve-wracking any time a pedestrian walked by because of what would happen and if we would be involved with it.
And then a pair of women that came walking by, and what did he say? Here's some two single men or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. That was really awkward.
So at this point, we were both anxious as hell as to like what's going on here, like what. Like the pressure they're under and what they're gonna say, and us trying to disgusted by the prospect of us in a relationship, and
just the fact like we want to distance ourselves from that like thing that in general, like
yeah, I think, and then that way of like obviously approaching,
I think like as passing soon as women, yeah, like as soon as he said like I'm like no it's okay or something, yeah, and what was their response again? It was really odd.
So. They said, we're single too.
We're single too. And then,
As they were walking, it's not like they stopped or anything, but yeah, it was surprisingly not disturbed by.
Are you done with that, needle yet? So that was really awkward. And then, not long after that, we finally, tried to get out of it. Like okay, because it had been, at least, 20 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, the whole time we were... Fuck. We were just standing there. I was trying to, find different positions to put my hands in, like not on my face. Like trying to test myself to put my hands, down by my, But, yeah, it was, a really big, act for me to have to listen to him, and I didn't know what expressions to make and stuff,
especially because continual references to
all these outrageous prostitutes things.
And heroin, and then
and I didn't know if I was mostly I was trying to laugh with him or something, and then sometimes he would pop in these things that were tragic or something, so I thought am I not supposed to laugh?
Yeah, it was really hard to tell because he wouldn't really laugh either. Yeah. And another thing was, he was obviously, he was lied about pretty much everything he said, because he was like, I'm not homeless, I've got a place in, but he said that he is homeless, and then he's like, well, I'm not homeless, I got a place in Richmond Hill, I got a place back in Alberta, 1,500 acres, a huge place with a pool and things, and he's like, Ralph Klein comes over, we drink with Ralph Klein, his parents own, I don't know what he said, company, some weird company that apparently they're millionaires or something, but, yeah, I didn't really believe anything he said. So yeah, that conversation went on forever, and then we finally got it. We had to be I think we're gonna get going now. We have to go. And he's like, oh, okay.
The only opportunity we got for that was when there were some other people passing by, and so he turned to them to ask them some weird shit, and then
he
used that to get out of.
He was like a machine gun or whatever. There's no pauses in what he said. It's not there'd be an awkward pause. Conversation. He never stopped.
Storytelling, it was hardly we're. Completely just reacting to what he was saying, just smirking or whatever,
or having laughing. Saying a yes, do you know this area, yep, and then that would be all he needed to talk for 50 more years. So yeah, we finally departed that after it took a few things, okay, we're gonna get going now. We had to do that a few times before we finally did. And yeah, it was really weird, but I think he was appreciative of the fact that we stayed and listened to him for so long. And yeah, I guess I made 10 cents out of it, so there's that.
He kept coming back to that point, so remember, next time I see you, remember to have change on you.
It was really
fun. Always have money on you or something.
But his whole thing was that he didn't like change.
Remember, I'm bills. Remember, I have a good memory, I'm gonna remember you or something.
Yeah, so here's hoping that I never see that guy again.
I was hoping that you do. That'd be the funniest
thing. Well, here's hoping that you're there as well, then.
That'd be great.
So, yeah, continue the story. So, we leave this guy.
So, we kept walking west back to the annex from whence we came, or whatever. Just as we're approaching Avenue Road,
felt like what?
On a residential street.
5 minutes later? It was barely any time afterwards.
Yeah. Just after we leave this guy or whatever, we're walking on this residential street towards Avenue, and we hear this, like, crazy woman behind us,
yelling?
You know, yelling all this crazy...
For someone's attention.
Like, obviously, drunken kind of talker, but, so we assumed that she was on the phone.
Which she was, because, I thought she might be talking to us because of kind of the things she was saying. But for who would want to talk to us is, like, the main thing or whatever in the first place.
Yeah, and her tone was definitely, like, that she knew us or something. Like, it wasn't, like, a stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the way that you'd speak to a stranger. But I guess that's attributed to the alcohol. Mm.
Yeah, and so we just, like, kept on walking or whatever. And then eventually, like, and as we were, like, crossing a street, I looked and she was on the phone. So I was like, oh, that solves that or whatever. But then, like, as we got a little bit further, then she, like, said another thing, like, more directed, and I kind of looked back, and she wasn't on the phone, and she was looking, like, right at us. So, was it you or me who acknowledged it? I can't remember who.
I certainly didn't.
Okay, so it was me then. He was like, oh, like, are you talking to us? She's like, yeah, I've been, like, trying to get your attention for, like, oh, I've been, like, following you or whatever. And, so what is she...
So we... see her for the first time, or I see her for the first time, and she's this young woman with like ridiculously fake hair, like Barbie-esque, like bleached, like feather hair, like straightened looking and that kind of stuff, and long and annoying, and I don't know, like decked out and like.
Yeah, like
party rich,
certainly like
girl
dressed,
look or whatever.
Dressed to go out or whatever,
like to like the Brunswick House like look or something like that. So she starts talking to us about a million things. And
well,
so
she first asks, "Do you know Pip? Are you like friends with Pip
yeah,
or
yeah.
something?" And we're like, "Who?" And she's like, oh, I
yeah, did
like,
you come from Pips?
Yeah, you just came from Pips or something. Like, oh, we don't know who that is. And she's like, oh, I thought you just came, like, where are you like, coming from or something? Oh, we're on a walk. We didn't really come from anywhere or something. Oh, I thought you just came from, like, Pip's house or whatever. Like, that's why I've been trying to get your attention since then. I thought you, like, knew him or something. Like, I thought you were, like, other people or something. And, so, with most people or whatever, that would be the end, like, oh, sorry, like, it wasn't you or whatever, I thought it was or something. But that was just, like, the beginning of a long conversation, like, number two of the night.
Like, this turns into, like, a huge, like, another huge conversation where she's, like, and again, we're, like, totally, like, passive, we're just, like... nodding and
I feel we were a tiny bit more active
saying.
In this one, but like barely.
Well, she just asked us more stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, it was like totally her leading everything and stuff. So it turns out that she's in grade 12 or something, and
she's
like graduating
next week.
Her prom is next week, and all this stuff. Like we know so many details.
She's
really
going to
weird.
UBC next year.
Yeah, she's like explaining like everything.
And she doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Yeah, she admitted that she doesn't know how to ride a bike, but don't tell anyone.
Sorry.
And
so
she told us to come visit. Her at UBC when she's there.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, she,
and at the prom.
Yeah, so she was telling us basically like everything about herself, and it got to like a ridiculous point where she really seemed to start like insinuating things or whatever, like inviting us to things where we shouldn't be invited to. So telling us to visit her at UBC was one of them. Like mentioning numerous times that like. Her parents weren't home or whatever. We're out of the country right now. What else was there? Oh, her friend. She told us about her friend's place or something, and like to hang out with her and her friend or something.
Yeah. She asked us what school we're in, and it seemed like she thought we were in high school. Like when Christopher said that, he's a University of Guelph. She was like surprised. It was weird. Same.
And then a little bit later on, she asked us what year we were born in. And she's, oh, yeah. And we said 84. And she was surprised. She's like, oh, you're old or something.
Mm. But it didn't stop.
Yeah, it didn't like...
just like continued from...
Yeah, it wasn't like any sort of like end to that or something. And yeah, it turns out she's like 18 or something. She was born in, was it 92?
Can't remember.
So yeah, the conversation just kept on going on, and she kept on like asking us like all about ourselves and like telling us about her. And
then eventually we started to kind of like suggest that we had to go. And so then she got into I hope I didn't keep you or something like that. Like,
yeah, she was like...
She felt like bad or something, like a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it was, and I felt bad about that. And then she was like, oh, I just wanted, like, someone to, like, talk to or something. Which was weird because, like, she was supposed to be, like, meeting actually this, I think, Pip character and her friends or something. So it's not like she was, like, all alone that night. I think I'm talking way too loud. She's not like she was alone or whatever. I think she was, like, delaying her, like, meeting of friends. So it was kind of an odd thing.
And so we said bye to her like 3 times or something. We went through the whole ceremony of like she hugged us and like we said that it was, or yeah, she apologized for talking to us, and we said no, like it wasn't like a problem or something and stuff. And yeah, it was weird. We went like a few too many times to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, so it was 2 big interactions with like strangers, drunken strangers, in one night, right after each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very like very odd, and people like so different from us, but also like so different from each other too, like such opposite ends of like the, I don't know, random encounter spectrum or something.
Yeah, and then we just walked home, basically. And,
yeah, and it was weird because even though, and I was saying this, and I guess this will make this episode more deep Medarian, but I was saying to Alexander on the way home that like, conversation with the female was, like, as sad as it was, like, my biggest, like, female progress in, like, a long time. And, yeah, like, because she would, like, touch us as she was like talking to us, and like, yeah, like gave us like numerous hugs.
Yeah, she was weirdly touchy.
And did you notice that sometimes she would talk really close to us, like she would like stand like,
well yeah, like the whole thing, or whatever. But the same with the other guy, like he was really close.
Yeah, he was really, and I didn't want to like back up to be rude or whatever, like, but yeah. I really wanted to, like, especially like,
yeah, like I had to back up with both of them, you know? Like I had to constantly be backing up.
Yeah.
I was, like, backed into the wall with the woman, though, because there's, like, a wall right next yeah. to me, or right behind
there's, like, no escape or whatever. So, yeah, it was a really interesting night, and, I don't know, is that all we're going to talk about?
I guess so, yeah.
We just finished 8 anthologies.
While we were talking, give or take.
Well, yeah.
We finished, like, 2 while we were talking, and 8 in this session. So, I guess this concludes our first radio episode in months. I hope you, hope you enjoyed
it. If you didn't like it, this is also the first in a while where we didn't have any sort of plan going into it. So, we'll try to be, if you hated this one, we'll try to be more organized in the future.
If you hated this one, then email us to tell us that.
If you hated this one, you'll also probably hate Deep Matter, so.
Thank you for listening, and
we'll see you tomorrow at the pool party.
North York. Okay. Good night.
Bye.